Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that's so sufficient. Indeed, all majina yote mazuri ni yako. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. How are you this morning? How are you this morning? I believe you are well, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. For the last 2 years, two and something years, I've been feeding us on absolutes. Amen. Absolutes. The realities that are there. Amen. And as I told you, the transition season, and we are transitioning in a lot of things. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 says, you need to grow, you need to leave some things. Let me just read it. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1, therefore leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of doctrine of baptism, of laying of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good works of God and the powers of this age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Verse 9, but beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you, yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your works, your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So I was saying, for the last 2.5 years, we've been dealing with elementaries, been dealing with the absolutes, things that are very, very key for us to know. And I pray that we will journey together in this next phase. And today I told you last Sunday I'm finishing about prayer. In short, I was finishing about elementary. Last Sunday I stated a scripture. One of the things that God was just putting in my heart when I woke up last Sunday, and it's been even what I've been sharing on Facebook throughout the week. And today in the morning when I woke up, it's still the same thing God was just putting in my heart. Luke chapter 22 from verse 31 to 32. And we are going to dwell there for a while. Tell your neighbor, we are going to dwell there for a while. You are going to dwell there for a while. I believe the teachings at Elevate are really impacting your life positively. And you shouldn't, I pray that you are committed to listening, you're committed to participating or acting out the word of God as you are taught. That's the only way we can grow. Amen. So Jesus is telling Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse 31, Simon, Simon, the devil, the enemy, has asked to sift you. The Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. This other version, I've carried two versions because of the English. Simon, Simon, look out. Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when you have returned back, strengthen your brothers. Amen. I want to start a journey about spiritual warfare. Amen. Spiritual warfare. I know it's a surprise to many. Amen. Jesus was with Simon Peter, and he said, "You've been with me for a while, and when he said that you are worthy to eat of my table, then he says that you have been chosen to be with me in the kingdom." Then the conversation changes suddenly. "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. And this season, if you can fast for more than one day, you can do 3 days every week. You can, if you are able to, join the camp. And those who are able to go long days of fasting, karibuni pia. But according to the way you will get the revelation and the weight in your heart, may you be given. But make sure at least in a week you spend a day to fast and pray. Okay? Okay? In Luke chapter 22, verse 31, Jesus is having a conversation with Simon. He says, "Simon, Simon, the devil has asked to sift you as like wheat." So I'm beginning a journey of spiritual warfare just to show you that that it is very, very important for you as a person to be very alert on what God is doing. Amen. I know right now there's been a lot of financial crunch in different quarters, but what God was putting in my heart, it depends with what you speak. Because if you are running with the economy of the country, of course you'll feel the pressure, okay? Which I believe most of us have felt the pressure because we've agreed with that is going around the country. And God was putting in my heart that you have to raise the level of conversations. You have to raise the level of engagement, because as much as there was dryness, Isaac planted and he reaped 100-fold. Are we together? So I'm challenging all of us to come to this place that Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. A good example, it happened this morning and God immediately quickened my heart, and he actually told me, "That is what I'm talking about." In the house, when I was fixing something in the morning, when my wife woke up, she came and asked me a question, it was a question that I could have chosen not to respond. I could have chosen not to ask, or is it respond? She could have chosen not to ask. So she came genuinely. She said, "Unafanyanga hii kitu na nini na nini nafanyika?" I'm like, "No, hapana." Yani umeona, then immediately wakati nilikuwa nimeanza, God told me, "That is now what I'm talking about. Simon, Simon, the devil has purpose to sift you." So it was a good moment for me to spoil my day. Bwana asifiwe. I'm bringing it close home. It happened to me very early in the morning. And immediately God told, I was like, "Now I know." And I said, I have to learn and relearn and unlearn some things so that I'm able to stay in line with what God wants me to do. So Jesus is telling Peter, "Simon, Simon, the devil has purpose to sift you like wheat." Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. "Worthy is your name, Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, worthy is your name." I know when we talk about spiritual warfare, people expect to be serious. Amen. Even at times when you're singing, you're doing war. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, the famous scripture. I've once taught about it, and today I want to teach about it. Yes, Matthew 16, verse 16. "Simon answered, 'You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.'" Now look at Peter. Peter is having a revelation of who Jesus is. Are we together? I believe all of us have a revelation of who Jesus is in our own capacity, our own level. And then Verse 17, and Jesus responded, Simon, son of Jonah, you are blessed because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the forces of hell will not overpower it. So Jesus is saying, upon this rock I will build my church. To recap, the rock is not Peter. The rock is the revelation that Peter had given out. So he says, upon this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of. So what was Jesus pointing us to? There's opposition. Just because I'm born again does not relinquish opposition from work. Are we together? Does not relinquish opposition from work. And he says that the gates of hell will not overpower it. I will give you keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth. Peter gets a revelation. You are the Christ, the Son of God. Then Jesus says, upon this revelation, I will build my church. Then he continues to say, no gates of hell shall prevail or overpower it. Are we together? Then you're blessed. Then the other part is saying that as these forces will not prevail, I will give you the keys. I will give you the keys of the kingdom. So that whatever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever is bound on in heaven shall be bound here on earth. So it means that what Jesus told Peter, this is a revelation you've received. This revelation, I will build my church. Furthermore, church is not a person. You are the temple, not the church. Church means the called out ones. Once. Church is it used to be like a political language those days. And you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where it says they called people out to give news. So they were called to an assembly somewhere. So church is an assembly of people, is a gathering of people, is not an individual. Are we together? So upon this revelation, I will call people out. Are we together? Upon this revelation, I will call people out. And he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell. So it means one way of stopping some things to happen is fellowship. That's why sin thrives in secrecy. Sin thrives in isolation. In fellowship, even without prayer, you can't thrive in sin. Are we together? I'm talking about spiritual warfare. So you, in short, don't take fellowship lightly. Don't take fellowship lightly. But that is a structure. The kingdom of God has been structured to make sure that, remember in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24-25 says, do not forsake the gathering of brethren, for therein you provoke one another unto good works and the love of God. So it means in fellowship, I'm provoking Albanus to good work. I'm provoking Fred to good work. I'm provoking somebody else to good work. You know, if I'm struggling with drinking today, all I need to do is sit around the fellowship of brethren. Upon this rock, I will build my church. Upon this revelation, I will build my church. So I have to re-understand that fellowship is very, very important. Are we together? Hallelujah. So he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. And also I say unto you that you, Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and forces of hell will not overpower it. I will give you keys. So that this fellowship, I will give you keys of the kingdom. And these keys of the kingdom, whatever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever is bound in heaven shall be bound here on earth. I wish somebody had amplified. Do you have somebody with an amplified version? Amplified Version. Read there verse 19. Jesus, you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Jesus. Verse 19. Thank you. Whatever you bind, whatever you declare to be improper and unlawful, must be what is already bound in heaven. Must be what is already declared lawful in. So it means if I'm binding what is not lawful, I am wasting time. See, that is amplified. Is it me? It must be what is already bound, what is already lawful in heaven. So it means my prayers, the keys that I'm given is to affirm what heaven has already affirmed. The keys that I'm given is to declare what God has already declared. Are we together? Upon this church, I will build. Upon this rock, I will build my church. So there are things that I will get. There are things that I will receive. There are things that I will receive. There are things that I will do. Why? Because that is what is lawful in heaven. That is what is lawful in heaven. I have to come to that reality that the things that I have within are the things that are lawful, the things that are right, the things that are worthy, the things that have been aligned with what God wants them to be aligned. Amen? Amen? Now, what are the absolutes we've spoken? Ephesians chapter 2, it says, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Okay? Okay? I'm just bringing this to a reminder. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. It means that you as a believer, there's a place you've already been sat by the works of Jesus Christ. So when I'm going for spiritual warfare, I'm not going for spiritual warfare as a timid person, a person who is failing, a person who is not able to realize what needs to be realized. The keys that you've been given, I've given you the keys of the heaven so that whatever you bound, whatever you speak, it means that what Christ gave us as keys is what is already lawful in heaven. Are we together? And whatever we allow here on earth is what is lawful. Are we together? So I was giving you this absolute, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, that you are already seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And that is what I wanted to bring to your clarity, that oppositions are real. Are we together? Oppositions are real. And I'll be giving you a few stories here and there, even as we continue. It says, let me just go to another scripture. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10. Let's read together. Let's read together. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What did Jesus instruct Peter? When you have been strengthened, Luke chapter 22, verse 32, when you have been strengthened, strengthen others. So, therefore, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Who prayed for Peter? The Lord Jesus Christ. Are we together? So therefore, brethren, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. This shows you that when I tell Shabiba, be strong in the Lord, it means there are chances you can be weak in the Lord. Are we together? I hope I'm teaching good. I'm not overwhelming you. So therefore, finally, be strong. Then he says, how are you going to do it? By putting on the full armor of Verse 11. You're putting on the full armor of God so that you can do what? So the devil has tactics. So you have to be strong. Put on the full armor of God because the devil has tactics. Are we together? Because we've already transitioned to a new season, a new space. When we left Signature Mall, we were excited. We forgot to take time to pray. It's the truth. Who spared some good time, quality time, and prayed for church? We are moving. God, we speak your word ahead of time. We wage war with every opposition our way. Not caught by surprise. We are coming home. We are coming home. We are moving from obsolete to now work. Amen? So it shows you that it is very easy. The enemy has asked to sift you like wheat. And I tell you the truth, sifting has been happening. Majina yote mazuri ni yako, e Jehovah. You know why I'm saying sifting has been happening? It's because there's so much has been happening. We've tried to sit down, reason is not working out. The devil does not need reasoning. He has what? Tactics. What does Amplify say? So it says, put on the full armor that the Lord has provided. So it means God has already provided what we need to successfully withstand the things of the enemy. But whose responsibility is to put on? Huh? I remember one time Shaviva called me, Liz called me over something, and I asked her a question, have you prayed about it? And she said, you know, there are some things people just need to think, and every now and then somebody announces something, there's already resistance coming. Amen? There's already what? Resistance coming. And that resistance is very strong. And it hit me a few days ago when I was asking God about resources. And when I was asking God about resources, he said, it's not that resources are not there. Every time God's agenda has to be progressed is when opposition comes. You'll find that the person who is supposed to guide, and I will show you scripturally in a few, you'll be very amazed. You'll be very amazed. Amen? You'll be very amazed. So put on the full armor because the enemy has tactics. That is why we are discussing about spiritual warfare. Amen? And that's why I'm asking you, spare some time to pray. It's not only for the church, also for your family. It's not just for your family, also for yourself. Ask yourself, am I praying enough for my family? Am I giving it my best? Am I out of my way that I can stop everything? I can stop everything. You know, when I go to meetings, I don't switch off my phone. I put it on silent and I turn it upside down. I say, whatever might be important will wait. Why? Because this can be a distraction. For me, I'm in a season, I'm asking God, I need an encounter. I need an encounter. Why? Because of what God wants us to do, what we need to do. We don't have time to second guess. Are you fasting? You'll find that you're having small squabbles with your wife or your husband or your friend, and you, in to the senses of human being, you don't see the sense of arguing. That's a tactic of the enemy. But you, it's just a small thing. You remember last Sunday I told you, I don't know if somebody submitted something and the boss called the person and they had a conversation, but I believed it in my heart that that was to happen this past week. You get that? I believed it in my heart. So, in a way that conversations, you're going to see somebody, something very small sparks a conversation to a different direction. It's because you're using your human reason to get some things online. I told you, everything here on earth is spiritual. The day you understand that, you realize that 10, 5, 15 minutes prayer is very important. Even before you get to the boardroom, you just make a prayer. You say, excuse me, give me 5 minutes. Let me go to the washroom. They know you're going to the washroom, but you know I'm going to set myself right. Amen? Amen. So we are actually, God has given us an armor. As I say, pray always. Pray always that I'm going to engage in a business engagement. I say, you know what? I'm saying 5 minutes. Father, thank you that you'll give me words to speak. My mind is set right. My heart is set right. This contract as you give me, I will have resources. The people that I'm going to talk to, they will agree with what I'm saying. They will not struggle to give me this contract. They will not delay my payments. You know, at times you can do contract prayer. You can do contract. You're saying I've gotten a contract, but you've not prayed that they will not delay my payments. Banasifiwe. Am I talking to somebody? And I'm preaching different to the way I'm used to. Hallelujah. So we are in a war. We are in a war. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail. So it means the gates of hell are constantly looking to prevail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even before I go to verse 12, I want you to understand, now I'm beginning my sermon. I want you to understand. I want you to understand. I posted this. Every time there's a legit, there's a fake, there's a legit. So, why is it that scripture said, and they started preaching the kingdom of God? When scripture says, and they went, go preach the kingdom of God. It means there's also a kingdom that is not of God. Huh? There's a kingdom that is not of God. And that kingdom that is not of God is what is actually out there. Jesus says the prince of this world has come. There is a kingdom operating. There's a kingdom running. Okay? There's a kingdom running. Don't be scared. I started by saying you're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Okay? Do you know spiritual warfare can be taught to the extreme? It can be very, very extreme. To stay in balance, I will just balance it. So Satan has a kingdom. And that's why we preach the kingdom of God. Satan has what? A kingdom. And the kingdom of God has what? Angels. Has principalities. Has powers. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For our battle is not against flesh and blood. So every time you're fighting your cousin, you're fighting your mommy, you're fighting your auntie, you're fighting your brother, just know that you're fighting the wrong fight of faith. For our warfare is not against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood there is man. Unajua, huyo mama ni mchawi. I was doing evangelism yesterday. Evangelism. I just talked to one person. Ule mzee mwenye anauza miwa. And I've been buying miwa from him every now and then, just to create an environment of fellowship. So, yesterday alifunguka. Nilikaa hapo 1 hour akiniongelesha tu. Akaniambia, "Pastor, unajua?" Kwanza akanisogea karibu. "Pastor, kuna kitu nataka kukuambia, lakini sitawaambia." "Kuna kitu nataka kukuambia." Kaambia, "Okay." Kaambia, "Nichongee mioyo hapo kwanza." So nakula hapo akiniambia. Kwa sababu huwezi kaa hapo hivyo umekauka tu na kumwambia niambie. So nikakula mioyo ya kwanza. Nikamaliza tukapiga story, nikakula ya pili. Nikamaliza tukapiga story, nikakula ya tatu. Ya akasema anafunga. So nikisimama hapo akasema, "Basi endelea tu kusimama hapo. Unajua sijauza mioyo, bei umesimama hapo angalia mioyo zenye nimeuza." So akasema, "Oh, okay, wonderful. Wonderful." So ili ni motivate kusimama hapo. Aliuza. He volunteered to give my to take my flyers. Akaniambia, "Pastor, wewe simama tu hapa. Mimi nitatembea." Sasa naenda kwa magari akipeana flyers on my behalf. Akikuja anauza. So mimi niko tu hapo nikasema, "God, you are very interesting. I love you." Ndio pale sabaki pale hapo kwa stage. There's another lady yeye uza miogo. Nikifika tu hivi ananiambia, "Pastor, kwani umekuja na kidogo sana leo?" Anachukua. Ana time watu wakinia, naambia, "Karibuni kanisani, karibuni kanisani." So mimi niko hapo mbele ndio naambia, "Karibu kanisani, tuko mahali fulani. Tuko mahali fulani." Okay? And we should not get tired. Okay? May I say, even if I am alone and I do it every day, I will do it. Because I know when the harvest is coming, no seed is planted and grows the same day. Okay? So mzee akaniambia mambo kadhaa hapo na kadhaa. Nikakaa chini nikasema, "God, you've just made me listen to this story today because of what you've told me to pray about." And that is when it hit me. We take things casually. We take things casually. We take things casually. Even me, I've taken a lot of things casually. And I was like, "Huh? Okay, it is happening." Do you know when we are seated here, there's somebody somewhere who is constantly practicing sorcery things. Kuna mchawi mahali anafanya vitu ndio hii church isiendelee. Bwana asifiwe. It's not that akona nguvu kutuliko. Tuko na nguvu tuko. That's why me, I don't believe nikicast out demons na kuuliza, "Wewe ni nani? Hii mko wangapi? The far I can go is ask a name. Who are you? Then cast out." That is what Jesus did. The rest of the propaganda started. Huh? In fact, kuna mahali, nani atanipeleka, kuna deliverance mahali, kuna mtu mganga mahali. Who is volunteer? Alvana Stone na we. Not named after service. It's like, "Yeah, Rosaline Uba." And, Fred. Amen. So anyway, I'm saying this just to bring you to reality that as much as we are saved, born again, there is opposition on board. The church has been built. The gates of hell is pushing its agenda. That's why we are preaching a kingdom of heaven, because of what? There is a kingdom of the enemy. That is, hence the reason why I'm saying our wrestling should not be against Shaviva, against who? Against Alvanas, against... I should not be fighting Alvanas. I should sit down and ask myself, what is influencing Alvanas or influencing Pastor Billy to do what he's doing? What is influencing Sofoni to do what he's doing? If I come to a place and I say, "God, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. May you help Sofoni to be strong. May you help Shaviva to be strong. May you help Alvanas to be strong. May you help Alois to be strong. That they are able to withstand the influence of the enemy." Are we together? Are we together? Woo! So, just the way we have a kingdom agenda, the enemy has an agenda. Venye tuko tu hivi na injili tunahubiri, pia adui yako na injili anahubiri injili yake. Amen? Glory to God. So Jesus is showing us two scenarios. The kingdom of, which is the kingdom of God, which is the church, and the kingdom of the devil. Amen? The kingdom of the devil. So heaven is working with us. Whatever you bound here on earth should be bound in heaven. And whatever is bound in heaven should also be bound here on earth. So heaven is working with us. It is working with us to realize a kingdom. To realize what we need to realize. So we have to, I don't want to skip my notes so that I can be systematic in a way. So these keys that we've been given, Jesus understood that the church needs keys. Jesus understood that we need the keys. As much as he has built the church, we need the keys. It's very important for us to get the keys. Hallelujah. Jesus knew that the keys are very, very important. And that's why I told you we read a lot of absolutes. Today I want us to, we shall be doing a lot of journey in the Old Testament. Remember when I say to you, the gospel is the light. Now the things of God have been done. We have to read. We have to read with the Old Testament with clarity. So Judges chapter 4 verse 1. Judges chapter 4 verse 1. When Ehud was dead, the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. So the children of Israel did what is not right before God. And God sold them to their enemy. Now look at verse 3. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, for Jabin had 900 chariots of iron. For 20 years he had harshly oppressed the children of Israel. So how long were the children of Israel oppressed? For 20 years. Najua nikiingia kwa Old Testament, sasa watu wanaanza kuweka belt, sasa wanasema sasa wameanza Old Testament. So they had been oppressed for 20 years. Look at verse 4. Let's read together verse 4. Now Deborah, Are you still reading? Okay, verse 9. So she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, there will be no glory for you in the journey you are taking, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. Then Deborah arose and went to Barak, to Kadesh, and Barak called Zebulun. I'm skipping again. Verse 14, then Deborah said to Barak, up for this is the day in which the Lord has delivered Sisera into your hand. Has not the Lord gone out before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. What I wanted to show you is the children of Israel did what was wrong and they were oppressed. So let's go back to Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. It says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So it means that there are keys that we've been given. Those keys are to align us to what God has said. If I don't align myself to what God has said, I am allowing the enemy to trample over my life. Are we together? So there's a stopper. These children of Israel, remember, God and I taught, what Israel, I'm at the Israelites, and I'm here. You're my beloved. I love you. Are we together? You are my best. You are a believer. God tells you, I love you. But look, and they say they did something that was not right before who? Before God. And what did God do? God gave them to Caesarea, to the oppressor. Are we together? And they were oppressed for how many? Why were they oppressed? Because they did something that was? Hallelujah. So it means, as much as God loves you, he cannot stop the consequence of sin. Hallelujah. He cannot stop the consequence of sin. What he does, he gives you grace. My grace is sufficient. Amen. Hallelujah. It's like right now, I go and slap somebody, and I'm supposed to face the consequences of slapping that person. God will not avert, but he will give me the grace and the mercies. Are we together? Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Approach the throne of God. Therein you may receive grace and mercy in time of need. Why? In time of need, when I've missed on what God wants me to do, I need mercy. I need grace. I need mercy. I need grace. So the Lord speaks to Deborah to declare the word to Israel about their freedom. He takes. That's why Is it you I was talking to, or another group? It's another people I was telling them that the entire nation was going through issues. You know, today, let me use Fred, can be going through something. And I just wake up in the morning and I pray, Father, thank you that Fred is safe. And that settles it. Amen. Hallelujah. But Deborah, one woman, used of God, a prophetess of God, declares the freedom of God, and the freedom happens. A good story, I told you I'll give you a story. I believe most of you have heard about, I'm coming. I'm doing good. All of you know this person who, Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Archbishop Benson Idahosa. And when they had a clash with right now Archbishop Duncan Williams, those many days ago, and Duncan Williams said, from today, paraphrasing my own words, Duncan Williams, I don't know if you've heard that story. Go to YouTube, maybe you can find it. Maybe, I'm not sure. He even says about it. That when he was called Pastor Nick those days, aliona amefika, akaambia mimi siku hata, you know what, I can do this. So Archbishop Duncan William, Benson Idahosa akasema, it's okay, I pull myself away. Within 1 week, his ministry was going to a crash. The government was after him like no other thing. And the day that things were bad, he remembered. Alilipa ticket kwenda kutafuta Bishop Benson Idahosa kumwomba msamaha. I'm not saying this to scare you, but I'm just showing you how powerful a prophet or a pastor in your life is. When he went to Archbishop Duncan Idahosa, the late, he said, devil, take your hands off this man. It's between me and my son. And that was the end of the government had searched for him. They wanted to lock him up. They wanted to harass him. The day Archbishop said so, the government, everything came into light. Bwana asifiwe. Hallelujah. So that is how Deborah was to the children of Israel. And Deborah received one word from the Lord. One word from the Lord. One word from the Lord. Hence, when I understand my assignment over your life, I can't sleep when God beckons me to pray. I can't relent go. And the reason why I'm talking to you about spiritual warfare, because I want you to join me. I want you to join me in this war. Over your life, this war, over this this ministry, this work, over this environment. Amen? Amen? That's why I'm asking, if you can pray and fast, fast. If you can pray and pray, pray. But make sure you're praying. And if possible, the reason why I ask people to fast, so that you can have a clear concentration on the things of God. You're not fasting for God, you're fasting for yourself. Are we together? Are we together? Judges chapter 5, verse 20. Am I flowing? Am I not? Patupa vitu mingi. Nilikuambia ikuwa mingi unainua mkono narudia. Let's read from verse 19. The kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo or Megiddo. They took no spoils of silver. Verse 20, they fought from the heavens. The stars from the courses fought against Syria. You get that? They fought from the heavens. The stars from their courses fought against Syria. The torrent of Kishon swept them away. The ancient torrent of Kishon, oh my soul, march on in strength. Then the horses would. I'm just showing you that even the stars and the heavenly things involved in fighting against the enemy. We are in for a journey. So they fought from heaven. They didn't just fight from the ground. That's why we are seated with Christ. Where? In the heavenlies. So we are fighting from where? The heaven. The heavenlies. That realm is where we are fighting. Jogra kwambia shaviva, usiwahi jiona mdogo. Unaona ati mganga ni mkubwa kwa sababu amevaa mabao, amejifanya vitu mingi, regalia hiyo vitu zote. Usiwahi ona ni mkubwa. Jana ni Friday tulikuwa kesha mahali. Na hiyo kesha ilikuwa very interesting. One man, by the way, unaweza mdharau. I beg you, usiwahi dharau mtu. I beg you. Hata kama anavaa longi moja the entire week, usiwahi dharau mtu. This is a pastor who was sharing his story. And in that story, he said penye wako na church saizi, they used to have church there. They used to have church there. Okay, they got the land. First of all, he was looking for land. He didn't get. So Kenya alifanya, alienda akafunga barabara moja huku na huku, akafanya service Sunday ya kwanza. Fred, unadhani mimi ni crazy? Sikia huyo, alifunga barabara huku na huku, akafanya service. Watu walikuwa wengi wakiimba. Wajeni your friends. Watu walikuwa wengi wakiimba. The moment chief alisikia hivyo, akitaka kukuja akaona tu watu, akajipea shughuli. Akamaliza service. Akaenda Sunday ya pili. Akafunga tena. Wanachapa ibada kwa barabara. So the moment chief anaangalia, anaona watu ni wengi, haezi distract. So what happened? Wazee wa kijiji walienda kumtafutia shamba. Wakamtafutia shamba, wakamwambia tumepata shamba ndio hii, kuja. Yeye akasema sawa. Akaweka structure yake, akaendelea na kazi. When you were saying this, I was just smiling. And saying, God, you are very, very, you know, God, if you depend on God to order your steps, you will be always in the right time at the right place. Because I was listening to this story and there are some things I'd spoken myself. So when he went to that place, he was going to minister in Ngong. Chachake kwa hapa Embakasi. Ameitwa Ngong ku minister. Dia anaingia tu hivi kwa ibada, ameshika Biblia yake na notebook. Dia aenda akae chini, ibada penye anaitwa anze, anapigiwa simu. Pastor uko wapi? Ilikuwa one of the weekly meetings. Uko wapi? Kasema kwa nini? Kanisa inabomolewa, kanjo wako hapo anabomoa. So pastor akasema hakuomba. alishika tu visima akasema kanisa hiyo Yesu bomolewa, na akakata simu akazima simu na akaingia ibada. It was when Sonko was the senator. You can go, if you can look at the archives, you can get that story probably. So wakati aliingia ibada, naona nyinyi mnapenda story sana. Wakati aliingia ibada, akakaa chini, akamaliza ibada. After kumaliza ibada, akaenda akakaa tu ile gumzo na wahubiri wengine, wakajuana, wakaongeleshana. Then akaasha simu, akapata many missed calls. Pastor uko wapi? Akapata many missed calls. Akauliza, hizi missed calls za nini? Akapiga simu. Akasema, pastor, unajua tumekutafuta. Mambo imeharibika. Akasema nini? Mambo imeharibika, akazima simu. Akakuja kwa church. Kufika kwa church, akapigishwa story, akaambiwa, do you know, Kanjo alikuwa anataka kubomoa. From nowhere, rowdy youth came. Wakachapa Kanjo, wakanyang'anya polisi bunduki, na wakasema hawawezi bomoa hiyo kanisa. So pasa kusikia hivyo, the story still continues. Just keep listening. Now, your story ilikuwa imeshika, nilikuwa nimeona venye. I'm just showing you the power that you have. That heaven is also fighting with you. He didn't call the youth. He didn't call anyone. But because he had faith, hiyo kanisa haibomolewi. And the moment he said that, he switched off his phone and he went to preach what he was preaching. Imagine una preach na unajua uko kwenye uko umeambiwa kuna bomolewa. So unaweza kuwa very unsettled. But he preached, and when he was done preaching, he got the report, and the report was positive in his favor. So there are times where when you are doing warfare, spiritual warfare, you have to understand that anxiety should never take advantage of you. Anxiety should never take advantage of you. Anxiety. Anxiety. He didn't say, he didn't curse Kanjo, he didn't do anything. Now, another story, just to build on that as I will finish that one, remind me in my little story. Another story is Archbishop Benson Idaosa. And Archbishop Benson Idaosa, he goes to a barren land. You know, venye shamba na chuanga hivi na watu. Ya anachukua vijana, anawambia, ilikuwa more than 10 acres. Akachukua students wa hiyo shule yake, akawaeka ndani. Akamwambia, fikeni, hii shamba ni yetu, Mungu ametupea. Na ni shamba ya mtu mwingine. So akafieka 10 acres. Huyo mtu akaenda kumshtaki kwa koti. Wakati alikuja kwa koti, akaambia students, a few students, let's go. We've been called to the court. Na regali yake, alikuwa anapenda regali, anafanya hivi. Akaenda. Kufika kwa court, he now became like he's the one speaking. Even the judge kept quiet. He said, judge, do you know everything here on earth belongs to God? And that land God has given us. Brothers, if you, those stories that look very unreal, but they are also written. Ani, tuseme, wacha nitumi. Alois kuja, simama hapa. Alois ananishtaki, simama hapa. Nani ni judge? Alvana sikuja usimama hapa, wewe ni judge. Mimi nimesimama hapa. I'm just showing you something. So, Alvana ni judge. Ule ndiye anani accuse. Mimi ni Archbishop Benson Idaosa. Naambia judge, wait a minute. Do you know the entire world and everything belongs to God, and God has given us that land? Mr. Man, if you speak any words, you can be buried in a different land. Nasikia jamaa alisikia hivyo, long ilikuwa baridi huko. Then akaulizo jamaa, is that land belonging to you? Akasema no. Judge, the case is settled. It is not his land. Is it my land or yours? Akasema it's my land. It's your land. It's your land. Judge, before you've heard from the man himself. The land belongs to us. God bless you and God keep you. Judge, the case is over. I have to go preach. Thank you. Tell me, how can you enter such audacity? Eh? It's understanding who you are and where you are. That if God spoke, God has spoken, I cannot waver my faith. You get that? I cannot waver my faith. I had that story. I've been making crazy prayers. I've been doing prayers, very crazy prayers. And when I had that story, I was encouraged. I said, God, you wanted me to listen to this. Now I have evidence. And I will show you scripturally in the New Testament on some things. So they fought from heaven. Because of what? They turn back to God. They turn back to God. So even in our prayer today, we are not praying from our victim side. We are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So we are waging war from a victorious side. So when I'm speaking words, I'm not speaking just empty words. I am actually shifting the atmosphere. I'm shifting things. I'm causing things to happen in my favor. Because if we are shaking legs because of rent of this place, what about if they bring, you see a dead person being wheeled outside Upper Inje? Eh? Unasikia? Unasikia? Anapiga simu. Unajua ni? Wacha? Nafuadia Alvanas. Alvanas, eh, basa. So ni kuulize saizi. Jeneza isukumwe tu hapa, yeye kwa hapa. Hapa, huyo mtu aseme, when I was praying, God told me to bring you ghost, because this person is to get back to life. Which one is hard? Kulipa rent ama kufufua? Unajua kulipa rent, unaweza sema, I have a friend who can give me 100,000. I have a friend who can give me 50,000. But nani atakupatia maisha ya huyu? Are we together? So, in this war, we are not waging war as victims. We are waging war as champions, as we are more than conquerors. Christ is living in you. So, when you are sitting down and you're saying, I am waging war, all I'm doing is I'm affirming what is already in heaven. Are we together? I'm affirming what is already in heaven. Let's go to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 20, 21. Somebody can read for me verse 1 to 3. Okay, I'll read. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. 1 Chronicles 21 verse 1. Now Satan... I wish I had somebody with a different version. I was trying to be friendly enough. Amplified, okay? Okay, you get that? So who told David to count Israel? Nani aliambia Daudi akaunti wana Israel? Ni Mungu ama ni Shetani? Mungu mwenye akasema, I've never seen a man after my own. He was referring to who? To David. But the same David was used by the devil to do what? I don't know if you're getting my information. Kama yala ifuatavyo maji ya mtu, ndivyo nafsi yangu. I have never seen the righteous man forsaken since I was. So David was constantly focusing on God. Now he's saying that Satan incited. Simon, Simon, the devil has. Is it now connecting? Is it making sense? So David, a man of God, a king, a person given, devoted to God, was still used by Satan, incited by Satan, to number Israel. And when you read that story, you find that it made God angry. Because at times you can be doing things you think they are of God, it is an insight from the enemy. It's an insight from the enemy. So Satan moved David, caused David to do something that is a noble thing. Censors were noble. It's okay. That's why we have the book of Numbers. They were numbering Israel. It's okay. But was it God's intention? Because at times I can come and I come here and do what? And remove this cover. It is okay. Because we want light. But you'll find that it is the devil using me. Are we together? Garneza kuja nika nunua viti iye niniote. But the yoku nunua viti is the devil using me. Though it's the right thing to do. I'm bringing it home. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, be alert. Your enemy, the devil, is roaring around like a lion looking whom to devour. So most of the time we think about the devil, we think about things that are totally negative. Are we together? We're in spiritual warfare. We think about negativity. Oh, one, two, three things. Oh, nilikosa rent, nilikosa chakula. The enemy has been. It is okay. The enemy can be involved. But also the enemy can involve for somebody to bring you shopping. The enemy incited David. The enemy incited David. And Satan has the power to influence man. Satan has the power to influence man. That's why the devil has asked to sift who? Peter. Like what? Like which? So the enemy has power to influence who? Man. Jesus tells the disciples, pray that you may not enter into temptation. So one of the greatest weapons we have as people is to stand firm and know that in our prayer we are stopping temptation from taking advantage over us. Are we together? I want to stop at that so that I can pick from there next Sunday and just journey. Allow me to journey with this as much as, because one of the things is we have to be better, we have to pray better, we have to be very alert. We have to be very alert, very alert. Several times I tell people, the fruit of the Spirit you have been given as an advantage over the enemy. That the enemy will come and do something for you. He will incite you to do something, and you are patient enough. You are very meek. You have wisdom. Umetulia. Like in the morning, what happened? I fell into the trick, and it's when God reminded me that this is what I'm talking about. That you are easily incited into something by the enemy. And before you know it, you've spoiled your day or you've spoiled the agenda. Why? Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 10, what does the enemy come to do? Let's just open that as we finish up. Jina la Yesu libarikiwe. Jina la Yesu libarikiwe. Verse 9 says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Then what? He will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. Verse 10, let's read together. A thief comes to only to steal, kill, and destroy. So, why was Satan inciting David? What was the final game? To steal, to kill, and so even if the devil brings lollipop to you or ice cream, what is the end game? Steal, kill, and so no deal of the devil looks good until you know the end game. I can be taking to somebody shopping, I've been used of the devil, and by the time I'm dropping that shopping, probably that day God had told you, Rosaline, you need to fast. And I enter with shopping and I say, hi, God, answer it. And God had answered you, asked you to pray and fast. Na nimeleta zile vitu zenye unapenda. Nimechukua Jonathan na mwambia leo tunaenda nyama choma. Sema, hey, pasi. Na hiyo siku ndio ka appetite ka nyama choma kameiva. Sema, oh, shada, shada. Pastor, barikiwe. Kwa moyo wako tu. Tunaenda, tunakula choma. And that day God had told you, pray and fast. What am I doing? Is I am distracting you. So what am I doing? I am stealing, I am killing, and destroying what God had intended in you. Remember, while men slept, the enemy came in and planted tares. So that sleeping, sikufunga macho tu. Sleeping is not being alert to what God is saying. Are we together? Have you learned something today? Have we started well? I'm running guns as a spiritual warfare. So I'm challenging us to this place. Understand that what you're fighting is not man. It is a spiritual entity. When you're having squabble with anyone, just know it is not man that you're fighting. There's an influence that you're fighting. Until you raise your level of conversation, that you are seeing things from the eyes of God, and you are able to say, I will show you next Sunday. There's a place where the prophets were used by the devil to prophesy. So you have to raise your level of engagement. And immediately you see something, you realize this is the devil bringing rift. This is the devil causing 1, 2, 3 things. This is an influence that is not common. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. And so the story which I was telling you about Omze, that pastor, he said, then that day, the following day, Kanjo called him. He didn't pick up. They called consecutively for 4 days. He didn't pick up. He responded to their call 1 month later. He called them. And they asked him if he can go see them. He said, I will see if I have time. So the day he had time, I don't know after how long, he went to see them. And when he went to see them, they were talking. They asked him, Bono Metush, sorry. Bona umetushtaki kwa wakubwa zaidi. Kezia pole. Bona umetushtaki kwa wakubwa zaidi. So the thing is, whatever was happening is God was fighting for this pastor. That they said, mbona umeshtaki kwa wakubwa zaidi? Wakasema, pastor, tusikizane. Ebu ambia tu wakubwa wachane na sisi. From today, hatutawahi kusumbua. And that is how they have the shamba. So, hawezi sumbuliwa na Kanjo because they agreed. There was an agreement. Huyo pastor anasema, I even don't know who mkubwa was. Me, I don't know who it was. But one thing I know is, things have been settled. So, understand when it is time for you to fight physical fights. And understand when it's time for you to allow God to fight for you. Are we together? Allow God to fight for you. So today, as we begin this journey of spiritual warfare, and I believe it will be a blessing to all of us, even to myself, as I'm studying and I'm reading, it's really, really, really blessing my heart. One of the things that I know, it is just a preparation for what God wants to do in us and through us as a ministry, as individuals. Amen? Think about it. Every time, again, we invite people, they come to church, they say we shall be members, they don't show up. When you ask them, nilisikia tu nimechoka, ama sikuwa na time. And you ask yourself, what is it that we are not doing right? We can give all the reasons that we are not doing right. A recent case is the guy who came recently, and he was in need of a job. We prayed. He got born again. We prayed. He got a job and disappeared. So at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what is it that you are not doing right? What is it that is happening? It's when I realized that we have to raise our level of conversation. That as people come here, we've already created an atmosphere to help people grow. To help people grow. That will become a fertile ground for people to be able to grow. And how do we come? We start speaking that as they come, they will be plugged in. As they come, they will settle. As they come, they will be a part of us. Everything that is contrary to what we are speaking, we silence it. Okay? As they come, wherever they are, as they come, they will find a home here. Because we can put on the best strategies, unless we want to be a corporate entity. We can put the best strategies, but as long as it's a spiritual engagement, the spiritual opposition. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. We've been translated from a kingdom of darkness to a kingdom of light. So there is a kingdom that we've come out of. And that kingdom is constantly calling us back. It's constantly calling us back. So we have to wage war and pray. This week, you pray, you ask God, what you want to do concerning my life, concerning Elevate Chapel, concerning my pastor, concerning my brethren, my fellow people, whatever you want, you are purposing to do, I pray, let it come to fruition. Let it come to pass. Let it come to maturity. Let them have what they need to have. Let them enjoy what they need to enjoy. Their families are kept of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just enlightening you so that when you pray better. We just stop this prayer of God bless me today in Jesus' name. Amen. We are now from elementary. Hebrews chapter 6. We are now from elementary. The absolutes about salvation. You are a son of God. We don't doubt that. But that does not mean that the enemy cannot fight you. Do you know we can pray that next Sunday, the owner of this land comes and passes. By the way, I think it's my own imagination or something. I just saw that we are seated there, sitting. We see the owner driving in with this Land Cruiser. And he's telling me, Pastor, do you know Sijalala Iwiki? And he's with the wife. Sijalala Iwiki. Ebu tumalizane tu saa hii. Na akaingia katoa title deed na agreement. Nikaita Alvanas na Jonathan Kambe kujeni. Tuekele kidole hapa. I believe it's possible. I believe it's possible. Because if we are trusting God to raise the dead, what is this land? It is very possible. It is very possible. It is very possible. I believe resources are coming. On Friday, somebody was given a mic to pray. And before he prayed, he's a preacher. I said, are you a pastor? I said, yes. How long have you pastored? I'm going to the third year. Kasema, you mean 3 years? 3 years. Are you sure? And I said, yes. How's been pastoring? Can be pastoring. It's not been easy. God has really worked on me. It's not been easy. And he said, okay, I understand. But as I wanted to pray, God told me to tell you this. I will tell you when it comes to fruition. When he said that, I still remembered in the third year, it will be like you've stayed for 10 years as a church because of what God wants to do. I sit and I ask God, what is it that you want to do? So my Father, every voice contrary to this land, I refuse it. Even the owner's voice, they are just holding the papers. You are giving us this land. And the moment I spoke that, I remember telling Martin, today, let me not scare you. Fred has a check. Martin, nilikwambia nataka pesa ngapi leo? Ebu mwashe mic aongee. Ndio muone miki kuja tu mwenye ako karibu yangu anamwambia. Eh? Nilisema ngapi? Eh? Niliambia Martin today. Nilimwambia this week ngambia no, today I'm asking God for a million. Because there's some things that you can go through so much until you doubt God. You know, situations can push you until you doubt God. On Wednesday, I remember telling my wife, God has given me how to pray. On Sunday, there's something I'm praying for. Monday, there's something I'm praying for all the way to Saturday. And sorry, I'm borrowing a few minutes of your time. But when I was praying on Wednesday, I remember my wife was coming because I've not been sleeping well this week, not because of pressure or anything. It's just there's something I'm questing for. And when she came, I told her, when I was praying, I saw somebody delivering cabros for our church. And I said, I see another person. You heard me pray a prayer yesterday. I see another person coming to levelize the parking lot. The season is here. Somebody's coming with a crane. You heard me pray yesterday. Why? Because I've realized that the devil can limit your eyes. And I pray after this warfare, something God is putting in my heart, that as things are unfold, as far as your eyes can see. Amen? So what is it that you want to see in your family? Don't look at the situation. Say, when I go to my back, it's not 5K account. We got any? I've been praying, Father, thank you that every debt is canceled, needs are supplied, bills are paid. Devil, your hands upon our money, take it out. Ministering spirits, start sending money my way. Start sending money my way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Money's coming. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can be incited by the devil to think low about yourself. We have to influence the nation. We have to influence nations. We can't do it the way we are thinking we can do it. We have to start projecting it. We have to start projecting it. In fact, I even told my wife yesterday, we were standing here. I told her, I need to start using this office. Because I know there are some people who will be coming here, send of God, and I don't want them to call me when I'm away. I'll be coming to office. And when I was thinking about that, I was sitting in that room today, and I was saying, Father, I thank you for the furniture of this office. In Jesus' name, I receive them by the grace of God. Angels, you are commanded to take charge over us. I send you to whoever needs to bring those things to bring. Whether it's money, let it come. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Friend, I'm still crazy. So, ukikuja next Sunday, upate nimesimamisha chuma hapa, just know God is working. Amen. God is working. Just give thanks to God. Tell God, God, help me. Open my eyes to see what you want me to see. Help me my understanding, comprehend what you're doing in my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. Thank you, Lord, that our warfare is not carnal. We are not warring against men. It is spiritual. It is mighty. Hey, and I'm also